Good morning, it's Willard Sapristan.
And Peter Greco.
Saturday, August 10th at 5 minutes after 10, give us a ring. We're live, the Dollar Doctors at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast from 12 to 1 Saturday night, we're not here. Shows are archived, there's a different way to get them. Peter will go over that, and this show is brought to you by Sapristan Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton out of Rochester, Brighton Securities, member of FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RAA, and all those other great codes.
That's it? You want me to go over the archives there? You're all set.
And we have free, I'm losing my microphone, we have free economic research.
But every once in a while it drops and hits you on the head.
At our website, sapristan.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, from Stone and McCarthy. It is put up fresh through Friday's close every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And it has a great review of interest rates, gold, silver, oil, and the markets. Friday's close, a week ago, a month ago, and a year ago. So you can kind of see what's going on in trends.
Is that it? Now I can tell them?
Yeah.
For the archives?
Yeah.
Okay, right now I'm going to give you the information how to get to the archives. And right now, you would go to ESPN1520.radio.com, click on the menu tab, and then click on the on-demand audio. And once you've done that, just scroll down. You'll see the Dollar Doctor listed there. Click on it, and you have all of the archives. So do it one more time, ESPN1520.radio.com. Click on menu. Go down to on-demand audio, and then scroll down to the Dollar Doctor Show, and you can see all of our archives. I think you can also go to that same ESPN1520.radio.com right now for live streaming, and click on the link which says listen, and you can start listening to the show. So maybe somebody could tell me whether the old link is working for live streaming, but if it's not, you can go to ESPN1520.radio.com, click on listen, and it should pick up the show.
We also have a chat box.
Unbelievable.
It's working. And you go to our website, sapristan.com, and you hit live streaming for the radio, and you go to the bottom, and you can leave a symbol.
Or a question.
Or a question.
And if you put the symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell. And we can analyze it based on what you're looking to do with it.
And Art from New Jersey wants to know about Snap. And he wants to know about...
Snap lost its snap.
But anyway. T-W, I can't read it. Q-U?
What is it?
T-W-Q-U or O-U?
I don't know what
so
that
we'll
is.
So we'll try.
I have no, give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot. Snap's done very well.
It's done very well, but it got near 18, I thought, or above 18.
It did. Well,
now it dropped back.
Yeah, it's 16. And we were stopped out of the positions we had.
Because?
I'm not a hero. And we had a nice profit, and I'm worried about the markets. Aren't I always?
You're always worried, so. Yeah, but just good.
As you say, we're in a bull market because we're above the 200-day.
You're in a bull market. Matter of fact, I told you, normally, when you're between the 50 and 200, it's a buying opportunity there. So,
are we in normally?
Who knows? Who knows what normally is?
Right. You have to sell down to where you can sleep at night.
You got to remember, maybe not remember, but there was some interesting data. August can be a very bad month. August, as it turns out, has been the worst month for stocks over the past decade. And the second worst behind September since 1950, so. Plus, if you look at, and I said a while back, based on the cycle chart, for pre-election years, the market's been following it this year. It typically has a peak in mid-July, and I said it would come down into August, which it did. And sometimes it comes down into the early part of August, which it did, has a rally, and has another low about the middle part of August, which would be sometime by late this week. And who knows where that will be, because I saw President Trump, unfortunately, put out information this morning again that we're not going to do business, whatever that company is called, Highway or Huawei
Hi-Wu
or whatever it is. And And also, we're not, you know, near a trade deal or whatever, you know. So who knows what Monday will be like again. Maybe it'll be like last Monday. So we shall see. So, you know, expect the bottom in August. But, you know, you never know. You never know where it will be.
They call it you're doing your seasonality.
That's right. Well, not all. You know, yeah, it's a seasonality, election cycle, whatever. But
good morning, Art.
Morning, guys. I'm glad you picked me up on the chat box.
So are we. So, something's working, anyways.
Yeah, the live streaming is working beautiful when I go with the Nickel City.
Oh, it is? Okay, so live streaming's still working.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's perfect. Thanks. Takes me to about 2 or 3 minutes of 10 before it clicks in. You know, I keep trying, and it finally does kick in. Now, what I was talking about with the SNAP, Barron's had an article in the review section on that, and it was written by a guy from a company, Stifel. They were very positive, and they had a target of 19. Do you know whether Stifel has a good record as far as reviewing stocks?
Don't really know. I can't even answer that.
I was very good friends with the person that ran the correspondent section. They called Stifel, actually.
Stifel.
Stifel Nicholas, and she died.
Oh, I see.
Pat Jameson. And she ran Prudential's desk, and then later Wachovia's desk, and then later Wells Fargo.
Right.
And then she went to Stifel, and 2 years later she died. Very sweet person.
Thank you, Willard, for that mailing that I got. It really helps me complete my income tax from 18.
Good.
That was a good, very good thing. Now, that company that you noted that I talked about, it's called the number 2 with a U, and the symbol was what I had to put on the thing.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
You either said TWQU or
TWOU.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, from what I saw on the thing, it's a web-based classes for people, and it's promoted by University of North Carolina and Harvard, and they recently departed.
I did get it, Art, and it bottomed at 11.5, and it's about 15 now, and had a double top buy signal on the point and figure.
Yeah. I saw the 52-week. This was amazing. 11:37 to 90:31, and on Friday it was 13:68 down 21:89. So it's really taken a bath.
Yeah, but if it works itself out, it'll go back to $30.
Yeah.
So that would be a double, right?
Well, is that a new issue this year or what?
Doesn't look to
be.
I don't
know.
We got a long history there.
Well.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
And what do they do again?
Online classes, like you know, where you can sign up and go to school online.
Mm-hmm.
And it was promoted, but it was used by both the University of North Carolina and Harvard. And they said, the notice said, tuition is dropping. I don't know whether the cost of tuition or they're just dropping. Those two universities are dropping the use of this 2U.
Well, their tuition's very expensive, at least at Harvard.
Right, right.
And I don't know that it means anything.
Right, right.
It's very good if you're an intellectual. It doesn't mean you're going to get a job.
No. I already have all the degrees I plan to get, so I'm all right.
I've heard of people, you know, our age going back to college, but, you know,
right,
God
right.
knows why.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the funny thing is, in our family, my father went to night school to get his high school diploma. Mm-hmm. Then my mother went to high school. I went to college, and I got a master's degree. My other sister got a master's, and my niece got a JD degree. She would only threw into law school and completed it.
Well, you know what kills me, though? Everybody complains about the cost of health care. I don't see anybody complain about the cost of college, right? You know,
right, right. Yeah, sure.
Some people say it's that student debt that's going to be our next black swan.
But also student debt's one reason why it costs so much to go to college, right? Because people
right.
can easily get a loan.
That.
But anyway, the interesting part is, I think I read someplace that over the so many years that the prices for college is going up 10 times the cost of inflation, all right?
Right.
And nobody's complaining about that, right?
No, okay. I got an excellent degree from a Jesuit institution, and it was less than $4,000 for 4 years.
Yeah, well, you're showing your age.
Right, 1961 graduate. And now I listen to this finance show at night, and a person, most of the people come on, they have like $50,000, if it's a couple, $100,000, $150,000 worth of college debt. I don't know how people, companies loan that much money in the government, you know.
Yeah, what can you say? You know,
they can never pay it off.
We could go on and on and on about it, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll let some other people get in and appreciate everything you guys do.
We got some people in the chat box. We got three stocks in the chat box.
Right.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to run the chat
box. I'm going to take care of the chat box.
I didn't know you only.
And the phone numbers, if we didn't mention them or did, it's 803-1520. Toll-free 800-879-7541, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
Well,
in the chat box, the symbols are
one symbol.
Looking
at a time.
To buy, CTAS.
CT, Cintas, they make uniforms or something, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the number?
I know that stock. Or I used to, or I sold it and it went up. How about that?
It's impressive.
Very impressive.
It's gone a long, long way up, to say the least.
Let's take a look at the relative strength. How's that sound?
Probably should look at your other website there.
Here we go. And it had been gapped up on earnings about a year ago. You see it here?
Oh, that's a nice chart.
See it there?
Yeah.
Now, that was 7/16/19, so it gapped again because it gapped back in here.
Yeah, and it couldn't even fill the gap.
No.
It looks like it's trying to break out again.
The 10-day is 259, it closed at 263, 20-day at 257, 50-day at 243.
So depending on...
And going up on lightish volume.
Yeah, you know. And what's the 50-day you said?
50-day, I think it's 247.
Yeah, and it's been respecting that.
See it?
Yeah. So I would say
243.
Yeah, as long as you're happy, you know, buying it with it staying above the 50-day, which is 243, which is what, about 20 points?
20 points.
Yeah. Which, yeah, it's not bad. That's not a bad thing.
Now,
that looks
that's
very
the week. This is the weekly chart, and you can see high volume, way above average volume. On 7/1, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, it looks very nice, and we'll go from there. So we'll go back to the next two in the chat box, but that looks good.
Good morning, Vic.
Sure.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good. Opinion on a chart. We talked about this one before. HZNP, Horizon Pharmaceuticals. It had a nice came out with a nice earnings. One of their drug sales has really taken off, and it gapped the other day. I'm loaded with this thing, but if somebody coming in new or wanted additional shares, what would you guys do with your boxes? Would you wait to hit an all-time high, or is there some place in between here and an all-time high that your boxes say
the,
would
the,
be
the 20-day moving average is 24 and a half-ish.
Right.
That would be nice. But because it's so strong, I probably buy half here if you're coming in new and buy half if it drops, something like
that.
And
somebody who has it and wants to maybe buy an additional 20-25% of the position, would you wait for an all-time high?
You mean a breakout? Yeah.
Yeah, because I got it at all kinds of price, this thing. I've got it. But I'm just I like it that much. Would want more, but I've just so you would go. You would wait for an all-time high. You would not, if you were an owner, would buy more at the 20% moving average. Then,
no, because you have it solid resistance above there.
Yeah, it depends.
Exactly.
You know, we buy for large accounts $25,000, and if we had it and it started to move, we'd buy another 10. And that's probably it.
But that's probably it. Okay.
But your point and figure buy is right around 25, 25 and a half to wait. Or you buy on stop at 30.
What did it close at yesterday? You have the final 20 what?
If I can read it. 27.14.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, okay. And then funny story. You know, I watched this thing, but I haven't punched in the symbol in a couple of days. And I punch in the wrong symbol, and I pull up a second Horizon stock that I like the chart even better. Could you put this one in the boxes? HRZN. Look at this chart here. And it was, like I say, dumb luck. Horizon Technologies, I believe it's called.
Broke out at 11.5, closed at, wait a minute. Got to change the computer. Closed it at $12.13.
What do you think of the chart?
Beautiful.
Yeah. And now let me ask you a question. We'll get into this cup and handle debate again. Is that a cup and handle in your mind?
I got to go back to the other chart.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it. I'm not. Yeah.
Give me a break here, HRZN.
I'm not known for that.
You're not? How many years have we worked together? I don't even want to say.
Seems like 100.
Yeah. Well, IBD has it as a flat base, 1B2.
Okay, so they're saying it's not.
That's a daily. Just let me look at the weekly. Same thing for the weekly, although with the breakout, you would hope to see 13.5, point and three quarters. I want to look. The relative strength is 68, and the accumulation by the mutual funds is only C, with A being the best. On the other hand, earnings per share are up 28% versus a year ago, quarter, if it was around. Yeah, I think it was. And sales are up 43.
What's the 20 at there?
Any crossovers recently on any moving averages or
20 day is $12.10, 50 day is $11.93, 200 day is $11.85. So you got all kinds of support on the moving averages, right?
Are you guys big on an initial buy like this one, waiting to historical relative strength to go all-time highs? That's been an O'Neill favorite for Peter's guy, Montevania guy. He's another relative strength into all-time highs. Is that a criteria you folks use?
I rather look at volume if I'm using O'Neill. And this thing had a big volume spike. I don't know. I'm not getting a date here. But it was recent. Probably a week and a half ago, it traded double or triple times normal volume, which is usually a pretty good sign.
A lot of these technical guys use the relative strength lines like they would price things. They look for breakouts and relative strength also.
Well, relative strength just turned up on the line while the S&P is turning down. And that's a
But it's not an all-time high, though.
It's not an all-time relative strength high. And if it was, they have something called the blue dot, which they notify you. And it's very good to look at those when the market's dropping, because then you can see they have a list of stocks that are strong as the broad market's dropping. And usually those turn around when the market turns very quickly.
What does this cost you to service a year, 6 months, a month? What's the,
well, they'll give you a trial for $20, but there's so much data, it probably took a year to learn even half of it, and I think it's about $3,000 a year or something like that.
That's all good stuff, though, I'll tell you.
Well, no one else has it. No one else has the fundamentals and the technical all together.
I think it's 149 a month or something like that.
But it's fun, though, if you could get IBD on weekends and you're drinking a coffee at the local Wegmans and you find a chart you like, you circle it, you take it home, and then you go on your computer and really take it through the calisthenics like you guys are doing.
Well, that's what I do. I always buy the newspaper. And then.
All right, you guys are the best. All right.
Who knows? Thanks for the call. Good morning, Art or Joe. Good morning,
Art's
Joe.
Art's listening on hold, yeah.
Sorry. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Two stocks. Number one is sort of a little bit of a flyer here. QUAD, Quad Graphics, Inc. Looking to buy.
Based on?
Just some research.
Well, it's being accumulated. The volume is high. The relative strength is lousy. And if it got above, close to $10.34, you would want to see it above $11.60 before you bought it.
Okay.
Because you'd be, you know, a lot of overhead supply would be gone.
Yeah, but as they say, that's a that'd be a great buy point because that's a potential what they call a bull flag.
Mm-hmm.
And so a breakout above that would be a buy on that.
So really sit tight until I see that 1160.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a recent pop the last couple of days.
Yeah, you can see it in the volume. Something's going on. Have you checked the news on it?
Could have been earnings or.
No, I didn't really hear too much, but I did notice back in 2016, last time it got down to this level, it ended up tripling. So.
It was at $7.43. In December of 15, and got up to 31. But who knows?
I don't know if it's the same scenario or not.
They have had recent earnings. You can look that up.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Not familiar with them at all, though, or
not at all.
Okay.
Other than what I see on the screen.
Okay. Yep. Okay. This one I know you are familiar with. BP. What do you think of that?
You know,
if
oil goes to $43, BP drops.
Right.
Right. Close to $36.81. I mean, it was at recently 44-ish, right?
Right.
It's technically, it looks just horrible. There is support at $36.28 where it is, basically. And that is last December.
Right.
Now, if you buy it for income, I think the dividend's secure, it seems to be.
Yeah.
And your plan would be to buy some here and buy some if you were lucky enough to get it at 28 or 29.
Okay. Yep. That would be the plan anyways. So.
That's our plan.
So you would be buy some at this point then and then just wait till it pulls back, if it does pull back to 28 or 29 or something.
And if it doesn't pull back.
Right.
You get the dividend,
right?
Which is about 6.5%. And if it does, and so it either stays there and you get 6.5%, or it goes up, and you get the dividend plus capital appreciation. So you have a plan. Mentally, you can't lose, right?
Right, right.
At least that's how.
Well, that's mentally, right?
Well, it's all mental, isn't it?
As long as you stay true to the plan, right?
Right.
Hey, one other real quick question. I don't know if I'm missing something, but the archives, and I don't know if you've mentioned this before, you used to listen to it.
Right.
You know, I'll
give you another place.
We found
go.
Another place where they are because our provider has.
Can't seem to get a hold of it.
Probably off, probably on vacation for August. I'm not sure.
But anyway, I think it's the last one is really in June, right?
The end of June. But if you go, if you go to this ESPN 1520.radio.com, okay? So it's ESPN 1520.radio.com. Hit the menu tab, okay? And you'll see a drop down that says on demand audio. And then when that opens up, scroll down, you'll see the Dollar Doctor Show and all of our archives are there.
Great. Super. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you for
Thanks,
calling.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, bye-bye.
You are listening to Willard Sapriston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctor, Saturday, August 10th. We are live, 803-1520 or 800-879-7541, and we're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Sapriston and Peter Greco of Sapriston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapriston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back, Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco. We are live Saturday, August 10th, ESPN 1520. Give us a ring at 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. Show is brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities of Rochester. Member FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Free economic research at our website, Sapperston, SAPERSTON.com. From Stone & McCarthy, pretty good this week. And a vignette on interest rates last week, last month, last year. What else?
But anyway, back on the chat box, there was LMT. He's looking to buy LMT.
Let's talk to Jerry first. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Willard, Peter.
How are you?
Good. Got maybe three stocks I'd like to talk about. One of them is Guidant Health GH, looking to possible buy.
Well, the healthcare is tough, isn't it? It just gapped up, close to 103. It looks very strong. And
it was mentioned many times on this show by, I forgot a blank on
somebody.
I remember that.
But yeah, I used to call on it all the time. Yeah, it's a major breakout. And now that area where it broke out should become support, you know.
Your 20-day moving average is 95 and your 10-day at 97.
And it broke out at what, near 100, right?
It broke out at 98.
Yeah, so it's retesting that area, you know.
Yes.
And, it looks very, very good, to tell you the truth.
On high volume.
Yeah.
It seems to bounce around over the last 2 months.
Yeah, it did, but it had a big run up and pull back, and it built. You know, you could call that, although they don't call it that, but you could say it looked like a cup and handle. Now it broke out of it, you know. So.
No, they do look.
Oh, they call it a cup. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So it broke out of a cup and handle and looks good. And it's been holding. What's the red line on there? That's what
I think that's the 50.
The red's what? The
50-day, 89. Yeah.
And it's been respecting the 50-day. So 89 would be, you're below 89 potential stop-out point. And, it looks like everything's in place. Doesn't guarantee anything, but it looks like
your sales in place. The last quarter, June quarter, up 179% from a year ago, and the March quarter up 120.
Wow.
It's pretty healthy.
Okay.
But as we always say, do your own research. It does not pay a dividend.
The other healthcare stock that I do own a small position just took a drop, and I'm wondering what to do. AMRN.
Yeah, that's been kind of interesting.
Because they said one of their other uses by the FDA has been, the committee has been delayed for 3 months, the meeting on it has been delayed 3 months, which didn't seem like a disaster. But
no, it's not a disaster, but you got to realize that this has been a favorite of traders, okay? They don't like that news. They say, now we got to wait 3 more months before something happens.
You've got support at $13.
Okay.
Because you broke the support at 16.
But, it kept bouncing up and running into resistance at what level there? Like 20?
23.
No, that had to be higher than that. Was it 23, really?
Yeah.
It's hit there three times to 23, yeah. And then, it's held the gap, that it made up into that area. So I'd be looking for, You're holding it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would hold it. Because you know, all they did was delay it 3 months, and now you got to wait a little bit longer. And the people who play biotechs, they call that a catalyst. Well, the catalyst got knocked out 3 months, you know. So the traders are not interested until a little while down the road, you know.
Okay.
So I would hang on to it.
Okay. The other...
Do your own research.
Sure. The other one is a REIT that I bought in... Do you think it's ETRN? Because I had good luck with EPD in the past.
Oh.
And
it's looking weak. It closed at 14.5. The recent low has been in the high 13s. It pays 12%. Is that possible?
I bought it for the dividend. I think so. Yeah. But is natural gas? It's a pipeline. Is that go with the oils? Or?
Well, if you look at OKE, it's broken out. I don't know what you'd call that—a natural gas pipeline, and they drill for natural gas. So they're both in the same area, and one's good, and one doesn't look so good.
At this point, would you hold EWT?
Yeah, but I'd stop it.
Where would you stop? Where would you?
Oh, below the previous low, which was looks like to be about. I'd stop at probably 1360, something like that, which is a buck down, right?
Okay.
And hope it doesn't happen. The other thing I do is go look at the dividend stream. You can get that, I think, on the website and see if it's been consistent.
Okay.
You know, every quarter or going up. But if it's up and down and up and down and up and down, there's better ideas.
And I think this group in general has been weak. You know, so you know you're an unfavorable sector at the moment.
Oh,
it
is the worst sector of the
is
market.
It?
Yeah. So, energy.
Yeah, so that doesn't help. So,
which, if I may ask one more,
yeah, sure.
It happens to be energy, National Fuel Gas, which I've owned for years.
Yeah, a lot of people have. You know, that's for sure.
And
well, I read something in the Buffalo News recently that they're changing, right? They've cut down one of their wells or something and moved something. That was maybe last week, the article.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Well, you could probably get it online.
Okay.
It looks like it's come up from 45-ish, but it really broke down at 51. I mean, we don't think it's bad. The question is, would you buy it for?
It's not great, but it's
the
not
dividend
bad.
Is 3.7. Yeah. So,
yeah, you know, it's been staying under what's the red one again? The 50-day? Is that?
Yeah.
So it's been staying under the 50-day for months. You know, so, you know, you want to at least get back over the 50-day, which is
mid fifties.
Yeah, mid fifties.
54-ish.
Right, yeah, somewhere in that area.
Okay. Well, I've had it for years, so
yeah,
I'll continue
you're probably
to hold
keep it.
This
yeah,
point.
Most people
you're probably all right with it.
Yeah, it's you know for a dividend, you know, it's not even that great a dividend
no,
play anymore.
No,
well, it was at the buy
it was,
point.
Yeah,
we just got point. It in on an account that came in. We just sold it.
Oh,
not for me.
Okay,
but it's all personal.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They seem to be you know financially healthy and all that. It's great. Yeah,
but so, they haven't increased the dividend.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So
and
it died at resistance at 50.
Yeah, you know, so. And earnings per share from last you know June quarter from a year ago -3, the year, quarter before -4, and the sales are going up, but they went up 4 from the June 18 quarter, and they went up 2 before that. So you know it's okay, but.
Certainly not a buy.
It's certainly not. It's just blah blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean
they're a good company. The return on equity 16%. Depends why you bought it. That's all.
But yeah, you want to see it above that.
We'd
50,
like to
50
try to buy things that either have a better dividend and be stable, or maybe even go up. God forbid, right, Peter? Mm-hmm. God forbid.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're quite
great
welcome.
Show.
All right, Jerry. Thanks very much. You are listening to Willard Sapperston and Peter Grucco. We are live Saturday morning, August 10th. Call us at 803-1520 or 800-879-7541.
Or you can go to the chat box, go to sapperston.com.
LNT.
Click on the Dollar Doctor tab where it says Dollar Doctor Live Streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do put a symbol in, let us know what you want to do with it. Buy, sell, hold, whatever. Right now, LMT is on the chat box.
You know, it's interesting that this is a electric and natural gas transmission company, so it says.
LMT.
LN.
M.
Oh, you said M. Take a look at LNT for Jerry, who just called.
It looked nice. Sometimes when you make a mistake, you find something.
Yeah, it's in the same business as National Fuel, somewhat, and it's
beautiful chart.
Beautiful chart, and it pays 2.8, about the same as the other one. And it's had a breakout. That would be a nice replacement. Yeah.
Sometimes,
for National
would
Fuel.
You rather be smart or would you rather be lucky? Right.
I don't know. But I'm gonna.
You may have lucked into something.
I'm gonna put a note on that to look.
There you go,
later.
LNT. But anyway, we'll go to LMT.
Yeah. That's been great.
Yeah. Lockheed.
Yeah. Lockheed closed at 377, relative strength 89, relative strength earnings 92 on scales of 0 to 100. IBD, and 20-day at 365 and 10-day at 367. You're above both. What's not to love? Pays 2.3%.
And it bounced off the 50-day three or four times, right?
Last time it was 355.
Yeah.
And it was on, could this be possible? 8.5.
Yeah. No? And you could have, you know, it looks like good support in the, 350 area.
Yeah.
So.
I just read something that said when it bounces three times off the 50-day, that's very positive.
Yeah. So that one looks good, and I would like to see it stay above 350. But if you're a long-term holder, where's the 200? It's back at
Oh God!
So it's always down, but
it's 320.
320. So a long-term holder, could hold as long as it stays above 320, which is a ways down. But then again, what's that? 15% or so.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, that one looks good.
You got and it did have a cup with handle in January-ish.
So it looks solid, certainly in a good area, defense. And
we need it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then they have one, he had one more.
I'm just going to take Frank from Rochester.
Okay.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great.
KHC. What's the support on that, and is this going to be another GE?
Well, I sold the last of it Friday, being disgusted, and I'm a consummate bottom fisher. But it's bottomed me out.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, what do I know?
I mean, this has been steadily.
Let me give you the earnings per share starting with the September 2018 quarter, and they compare it to the year before. -6, then -7 for December, then -27 for March, then -21 for June. Sales, March and June, -5 and -4. And 60% debt.
That's what the problem was. That's what they said, these guys who took over, forget it. They're questioning whether they know what they're doing.
Well, they just changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just changed the head guy.
Oh, did they? Well, who knows?
This would be something where you would expect them to cut that
dividend.
Look
what happened when GE changed the head guy.
Yeah, well. if GE goes to 11, I'm interested.
Right. Well,
but it's
it
not.
Might be, yeah. But I'm talking about when it did, everybody jumped in, then just kept going. So, but, yeah, I mean, how long have you been holding this thing?
Oh, a long time.
Yeah, I can't believe you would have wrote it all the way down, so.
Oh yeah, you know me. You would believe it.
Oh yeah, I mean this is.
But I heard two things about this, and whenever I hear stuff or read stuff I will take it with a grain of salt. Because what do you always say, Peter? There's no disinterested parties.
Right.
Or something like that. Yep. Yeah, someone's always got an angle.
Yep.
So I heard that the new person who took over has not revealed the plan to bring the company back to profitability. And then the other thing I heard is by 2020, they're going to be out of cash, if they're not out of cash already. So it didn't sound good.
Yeah, they apparently, I don't know that much about it, but it was something about the debt that they've kind of killed the company with the debt, you know. So who knows? I mean, you know, you could always take the loss, you know, write it off on taxes. Is it taxable or non-taxable or what?
I think it's taxable.
Taxable, yeah. You could take the loss and then keep an eye on it, and if you want to buy it again, fine. Wait 31 days.
It had very good support at 30/31 from February of this year, and the very low is 26.96, so you're below that. I mean, high 25s if you want to set a stop.
But,
your risk is bad news comes out and it opens at 15, right? That's always a problem with stops.
And also, you know, you're going to have very strong resistance now in that 30 to 32 area because everybody saw that support and they were buying it and supporting it, and then boom. So 30 to 32 could be tough, you know.
If you mentioned it, I didn't catch it. What's the support on it now?
Oh, there is no support.
26.96, you're a little below, so...
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, pin it to the penny. So say you would be stopping that thing under 26.
Okay.
The risk is it opens at 15 with more bad news, of course, right? And then you get 15 if you just put a stop limit on it.
Okay.
Different kind of
work. Okay. Do you have time for one more?
Sure.
You have the floor.
Dell, D-E-L-L.
I am extremely impressed with Michael Dell. Having said that, and thinking there was support at around $60, it decided to give me support at $50. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being patient. Having said that, the final support seems to be $42. I'd hate to see it there. But he's done great things. If you look at the earnings per share again, you know, from the April quarter, it's down 30% from the year before. That's an issue.
And what do we always say? Don't buy a Dell computer.
Well, you and I do, yeah. And I'm thinking you
don't buy Dell
the same way, although we've been getting them.
But anyway, I mean, you know, I don't care how good the guy is. I mean, to me, the stock looks terrible. So.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's below the
200. It does have a $36 billion market cap. They do an awful lot besides computers.
Yeah, but
right, aren't they trying to get into security and storage
They are.
Yeah, but you start putting all those things in your head that makes you hang on. You know, it's
You
can always find a story that convinces you to stay. You know, so
I mean, you would look to, whoops.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd be worried at 48.
Okay. All right. No, because I mean, it came out with that merger, that the breakup, whatever it was, 42, then went up to 70. Yeah, now it's back down to 50. So,
I get it. And on the charts, which is what Peter looks at, it looks lousy.
Okay.
And on August 2nd, it had above average what IBD calls sell volume, meaning, you know, lots of sellers.
And I think, you know, if you drew a trend line, it would come in somewhere 45 to 48, somewhere in that area.
That's where you're drawing the line. You mean here?
No, not there. Back on the other chart you were looking at.
That was a weekly.
Yeah, but on the weekly, if you drew a trend line on the weekly.
Yeah, right in here.
Okay.
Yeah, the weekly trend from, look at the lows. Collect all those lows.
Are you back here?
Collect them. See all the lows?
Go back.
You know how to draw trend lines?
No,
go back.
Not the way you do.
Lows, you know. Here, yeah. Give me the mouse. Low.
Oh, that.
Big long trend line. Well, come in somewhere around that 48 area or so.
I didn't have to draw the trend line for that.
Yeah, which would be, you know, saying the long-term trend's done.
Yeah,
that thing.
Yeah. Okay. You're happy now.
Yeah. I'm
looks
happy
lousy.
Now.
Draw a long-term trend line from December of 2016. It looks lousy. Yeah.
Well, it's
it's going
there,
up.
It's
going up. But it broke the
broke it. And any further downside wouldn't be very good.
Okay.
But then again, you never know.
Right. You are.
But based
on your eyes.
Based on the chart, and, you know, like I say, you're not going to give it too much more room down, you know. So.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the good news.
Well, hey, what can I tell you?
Well, sometimes you just want to hold on to your money, and if it didn't work, it didn't work.
Yeah, it's true.
There's always something else to look at.
You got to remember, you know, the theory behind charts is theoretically, a lot of people know more than we do about what's going on, you know. So.
Right.
So.
It's true.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the great information.
You're quite welcome.
Weekend.
Okay.
Thanks,
take
Frank.
Care.
You are thank listening you. To Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco live Saturday morning, August 10th. Call us at 803-1520. The Dollar Doctor is 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Do you have another chat?
Yeah, we have one more stock that the same person had asked. It's CPRT, which he's looking to buy.
Copart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a great stock.
What is that? Auto parts or something? Or what is that?
Copart. Salvage vehicle auctions.
Yeah,
In looking at the 187 IBD sectors and ranking them, it is number three.
So as we always tell people, the sector is one of your most, the market, then the sectors, you know, and then the stocks in the sectors, you know.
Yeah.
So sectors way up there, three out of 187.
Yeah, very much. In fact, I just looked at it this morning. So
you did?
Yeah, I did, believe it or not. I was thinking, what can I buy?
And this is on your potential buy list?
Well, we didn't go that far.
Okay.
We just looked at the sectors, which I'm not seeing right now. I tried to get it last week, and when I got back to the office, it was easy.
Well, based on the chart, what does it look like? You know,
looks good.
Had quite a big pullback.
It broke the 50-day and pulled to
what?
I don't know because it stopped working there.
But support on the left is what? Right there.
This 72.76.
And where to close?
75.
So you have support at 72.
Yeah, it did.
And
gap,
70.
And it gapped in May.
Yeah.
On high volume.
And, you know, looks like it's trying to move back up. So as long as it holds that support, I would say, you know what, maybe 68 to 72, give it a little latitude there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
It should be all right. Then again, as Willard says, do your own research. But, yeah, that's what it looks like. If it would hold 68 to 72, that's not a lot of risk. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, it looks good.
And the earnings per share last quarter, April, up 27%, and the sales up 16%. Not bad.
Not bad at all. So
now, comparatively, AutoZone, Monroe, Genuine Auto Parts, other things to look at.
And as you said, that sector in general.
That sector is strong.
Looks very nice. So.
And has been improving. That's the point I'm trying to make. If I knew what I was doing, I could tell you how much, but that would be...
Right.
Too much to ask.
But anyway, the phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And interestingly, in Barron's, Guggenheim says sell PayPal.
I was thinking the same thing when I looked at it this morning. I've been selling it all week and last week, but I still have some.
They said, you know, the long-term partner eBay is opening its marketplace to new payment options, you know. And it gets 11% of its revenues from Britain, which we know what's going on over there, right?
Yep.
And Europe has some kind of new online payment regulation that could end up blocking certain payments.
I got
stuff.
My sectors up. So 6 months ago, what they call retail wholesale automobile parts was 151 out of 187. 3 months ago, 19. Last week, 4. It is number 4, not number 3 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And what they call the top stocks. I don't know, Linta Motors, CarMax, Sonic Automotive.
Mm-hmm. Well, that whole sector is strong.
If you look at the sector chart, it broke out.
Very strong.
So. Broke out.
But anyway, on that, what were we talking about? I lost track. PayPal.
Okay. PayPal.
Yeah. And but, you know, they did mention, you know, look at MasterCard and Visa. You know,
look at them to buy or sell.
To buy, you know, to be in them because they think they're like, well, of course, famous last words, untouchable.
Yeah.
But we shall see, you know, with all these new payments coming out, you know, so. And what's kind of interesting, too, they had something on some guy who likes three REITs, which are, rental, you know, for rentals.
Mm-hmm.
Homes and stuff like that, and he says, which is kind of booming, and mentioned Avalon, AVB. So take a look at that one for a REIT. I think it's up nicely this year, too, to tell you the truth.
AVB?
AVB.
Are you saying B as in
AVB.
Boy? Yeah, thanks. Must be from Brooklyn. How about that?
Yeah, not bad.
And what's it pay?
It pays?
Three.
Yeah. So.
Great chart.
Yeah, so, terrific. You know, you also mentioned Mid-America Apartments, MAA. Yeah, you know, little, you know, REITs have been very strong, you know.
Well,
that's a nice one, boy.
Yeah, that's a nice chart.
Beautiful chart.
Pays three also.
Been holding the 50-day, just bounced off it.
It would look to be on the cusp of a breakout. How's that?
What does that pay?
Three
again,
it,
right?
Yeah, okay. It has to be at 124 you broke out.
Yep.
And look at the relative strength line.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah.
And the last one he mentioned was Equity Residential, EQR. I think it's 2.8 yield. Nice.
It is
solid.
2.8, and that has a beautiful uptrend.
And following the 50 all the way.
Yeah.
Every time it bounced off the 50, you could have bought it. So there you go. So anyway.
So those are EQR, what were the MAA?
MAA and AVB.
I'm writing this down.
Now, these were in Barron's. You know, we're just saying what we do is
research.
You don't just jump right out there and buy it. You know, we look at the chart, you know, and make a decision based on that. Is it logical to buy it based on the chart? And, boy, this has been a beauty off the 50-day. Holy cow.
Yeah. That's very nice.
And always, like, when you talk about moving averages, it's not the moving average that, you know, like, is it a 50 or 20? But what's it respecting? And boy, that's been respecting the 50-day.
Yeah.
So, and as long as it continues to do that, you know, it could be in good shape. So we are coming down to the last, 2 minutes of the show there?
Maybe last minute.
And Monday could be an interesting day.
Because?
Because of Trump again.
What's he going to do?
No, he said, he already came out today, this morning, and said, we're not going to deal with Huawei or whatever it is, you know, and we're in the trade deal, he made that sound bad with China, you know. There's no trade deal.
Saw something
deal,
on
so.
CNBC
not
News
good.
This morning.
Yeah. So.
You have been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. We are live every Saturday from 10 to 11, rebroadcast every Saturday 12 to 1. Free economic research at the website, saperston.com. And as we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.